When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. My name's Vicky Hanlon.
And I'm Emily Tressiter. Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Please don't.
Okay.
See me in Brisbane, please. If you know anyone that lives in Brisbane, tell them to come see my show.
I got that.
Great. I'm glad that was recording. Hello. And welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. Hello, Vicky Hanlon.
Hello, Emily Tressiter.
It's me, Emily Tressiter. And I have
you.
A gig in Brisbane, so you should come to it.
Definitely come to it.
If seriously, though, any relatives in Brisbane, send them the link. Any yep. friends in Brisbane, send them the link.
Yep.
My mum just sent it to her ex-brother, stepbrother.
Yep.
So that's how far removed we're going at this point. So
yeah, I don't care who you know yeah. there. Send them along.
Please. Are there any famous people in Brisbane I should harass?
Where's that hairdresser dude?
What hairdresser dude?
Maybe he's from the Gold Coast. Maybe Fine. He's from Sydney.
I also will take anyone from the Gold Coast. Just do a little trip to Brisbane.
Yep.
No problem.
I think I'm thinking of Sydney.
Right. I don't know how you got those two confused. Is it the Gold Coast or is it Sydney?
Those are very different places and I apologise
to Sydney.
There's
water involved, I'm pretty sure. Speaking of not water being involved,
sure.
I'm pretty sure. Yep. I have a pretty funny story to tell you.
Okay.
Earlier this morning before I
Ooh,
came.
Ooh, this is freshy.
Yes. It literally happened like 10 minutes ago. And I thought it was so funny. So I've got new housemates.
Yes, you do.
I'm going to assume they don't listen to the podcast. Mm-hmm. If at any stage they do, bless ya. Hello. Welcome to the pod. Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. Absolute cracker.
Tell your friends.
If you know anyone in Brisbane. No. I think I've said it in the pod. Mm-hmm. One of them's American.
Yep.
The woman's American and
yeah,
her boyfriend
we said it was
Australian.
1.5 Californians.
So we know who they are, right?
Yes.
Anyway, so I think she's from New York.
Okay.
And so the New Yorkian was home when I was here. I was home.
Yep.
And I was doing a load of washing. Domestic.
I was
going to
say because you're domesticated. Woo.
And so I was doing a load of washing, and I was taking the stuff out, and I walked through the lounge room, and it sounded like she was listening to a podcast on loudspeaker.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It was this very well spoken American woman saying things like lawyer and democratic something.
Okay, so she's listening to like a politics podcast or
yeah,
something like
yeah.
that.
It was sure. like lots of big words and she's sitting there.
Lawyer is your big word?
Well, that I mean that's a word that I can say that I heard, but the other ones were too big for me to remember,
okay,
you
sure.
see?
Yep, yep,
and
yep,
so
I
was like, okay, so she's listening to some, you know, important podcast or yep. whatever. She was sitting there silently like eating her breakfast mm-hmm. or lunch or whatever. I don't want to like pigeonhole her into what meal she was. It was like kind of in between, so I'm not sure.
Whatever time, whatever you do in love,
yes.
that's fine.
Anyway, so I'm putting the washing out. And then as I'm putting the washing out, we have a basket where pegs live
yes.
that hangs on the line and sure. it's got holes in it. So if it rains, it's fine.
When I had a clothesline, I also had that.
Yes. $20 from Kmart or yep. maybe not, maybe $10. I don't even know.
Ooh,
anyway.
There's a sweet plug for Kmart.
You're welcome. Sponsor us.
I would love a Kmart sponsorship.
Same.
Oh
I would live for that.
God.
100%.
So good.
So many cool things yeah. you can get. Okay, we need to stop talking about how good Kmart is because they're not giving us any money at yep. this point. And so I'm putting the washing out and it really irritates me when they put the washing out and take it off because they leave the pegs hanging on the line.
Okay.
Instead of taking the peg off and putting
sure.
it in the basket. So it means you have to unpeg.
When
peg,
I was a
peg,
kid, that was
know?
The best bit was unpegging the, like taking the peg off and like trying to get it into the basket. Like,
yeah.
I made a game of that because I was a fun child.
Yeah. And you also didn't want to do the washing. So it was like
yep,
trying to make
not
it
not at all.
I get that. Totally. I don't throw them into the basket, but I just make sure they're back in the basket because
yep.
it's easier. You don't have to unpeg, then put the clothes, then peg.
Sure,
you just
yep.
have to peg.
Yep.
Right. Anyway, lots of peg conversation.
Oh God.
And so I was doing that and one of them or both of them leaves the pegs up. And that really frustrates me. So I went inside and I was like, hey, Julia. And she was like, oh, hang on a second. She like touched something on her phone. So I assumed she was pausing the podcast, sure. Right?
Yeah.
And then she's like, yeah. And I was like, oh, hey. And then I hear talking still from the phone. And I was like, oh, sorry. I just wanted to say something. And she's like, oh, don't worry. It's just my mum.
Oh, my God. So she's just letting her mum just talk.
But like the stuff they were talking, I don't even, it was crazy. It was like, it literally sounded like a podcast of like some sort of like American politics / like amazing. Law podcast.
But like, so she's just not talking silently. To her mum. Just silently yes. letting her mum talk.
And but it's like a podcast. It doesn't stop. There's no like pauses for like her to say anything. There's no nothing. It's literally her mum talking.
It is actually
at
a podcast
her.
With just a one-way conversation.
Crazy.
So when you talked to her, she didn't say, hang on a sec, mum.
No.
Anything.
She just turned
her side down so that her mum couldn't hear her talking.
I don't even know
I
what
assume
she
that's
did.
What she's done. Well, she's muted her
I
side.
I think actually she was also like on her phone like reading stuff, which I just burped.
Me too. Great timing.
Beg your pardon. Sorry. Excuse me.
Excuse me.
That gives you an insight into what we drink when we're doing these podcasts.
True.
Bubbly AF. The thing is she picked her phone up and I assumed like, because she was reading something.
Sure.
So I thought like once I knew it was a phone call, I think she was like stopping what she was reading.
Oh, so she didn't even like mute her.
No. No, because Christ. And I actually think she was saying like, oh, hang on a second to her mum and to me at the same time.
Yeah.
And so her mum kind of kept talking because her mum was like, what? Because she didn't actually say like, I'm just going to go speak to my house.
Yeah, I just need to talk.
She was just like, oh, hang on. And then put the phone down and walk to me. And then I hear the talking and I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, it's my mum. I'm like, what?
Oh, my God.
How crazy is that?
That's she's not in the same country as her mum.
No.
So she probably hasn't seen her for a bit.
Yeah.
And she's just letting her talk.
Yeah, I guess. But the conversation was so like, I don't want to say heavy because it wasn't heavy, but it was so like.
I'm less interested in that because I have conversations with my parents that are slightly more like that sometimes.
Yeah, I guess.
I think that's a you thing.
Yeah, me and my mum are like, sorry, what bar did you go to?
Yeah.
No, just kidding.
But also not.
Yeah, but also very true. No, actually, my mum and I just had a chat before I came here as well about, she was going to call her friend in Thailand.
Oh.
Who likes to party. Hey!
There we go. Back on brand. We make a lot more sense when you meet our parents, I think.
Yeah, it's so interesting because I think a lot of the time with parents, you're like, I don't want to, like, you're like, I'm nothing like my mom or my dad or whatever.
Yeah.
And then.
You get a bit older.
Yeah, you get a bit older and you're like, fuck, I'm definitely 100% my mom. Like my boyfriend says all the time, like.
Yeah.
You are your mom, but just like less intense.
And yes.
I'm like, don't say that.
I've met both of you. It's true.
100%. I'm going to sneeze now.
Oh, we've had the burp. We'll do a sneeze. It's a very, very high class podcast this week, I think. I'm very much like my mum now. You've met my parents.
I have.
Yeah. I'm very much my mum, right?
Like, I don't know. You say that, but I don't really.
Really?
I mean, I don't know. I haven't really like hung out with your mum.
Yeah. Well, my parents don't really hang out.
Yeah. My mum's more of a like hangout mum. So you can like get a flavor, like a feel for her flavor.
True.
But.
Whereas my parents come to a gig, say, well done, and then leave.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, yeah, I guess they're like that's, you in that respect. That sounds like that's me. What you do. So,
I came to your gig. I thought it was good. Goodbye.
What do you think the attributes your mum has that you have are?
Okay. That's a good question. Like, her caring nature.
Okay.
I'm going to. Like give my but like to a fault I mean
yeah okay you also like, I didn't ask the flaws I just said
but
the
no
traits.
Like the willingness to do anything for anyone
right
no matter what
yeah right
to a good or bad
yeah
end
right
I think that's probably the big one.
Do you think you'll like learn from that or you're just gonna like
I mean I'm trying
you're just gonna like sit into it.
No, I'm trying to get my bitch on sometimes, which my mom definitely does not have.
Yeah, I think it's important. You can't do everything for everyone.
Yeah.
That's 100% a fact.
Yes.
Because if you try, it's lots of movies. People try and do something for everyone and they end up like fucking off the people that they
didn't want
to fuck
off. Well, it's like comedy. You can't please everyone.
That's true too.
With your material.
I mean, I can, but everyone else.
Obviously you can.
Yeah. 100%. Which is why you should come to my show in Brisbane. Yeah. Or tell Melbourne anyone. Yeah, Melbourne. Melbourne is also a thing, and there's many more shows to sell there.
But if you're in Brisbane, definitely come to that one.
Yes. Or tell your friends.
Yeah.
That's, we should just name this podcast tell this week. Friends? No, just Emily's Brisbane show.
Okay.
Emily has a show in Brisbane.
I'll definitely call it that.
Emily's
fine.
Brisbane show.
Yeah.
Brisbane show. People will assume that it's like a
recording of your show.
Psych!
Sorry, we can't do that until after Melbourne at least.
Yes.
Also, are you going to film it this year?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
We already did the filming for Trades Hall, so.
Yeah, that's true. That's just like bits.
Yeah. But some of the best bits.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Which would be the ones I'd put on YouTube anyway, so.
Of course.
Although I did forget the tag. Pissing in a pot plant. How could I?
We talked about that on last week's episode,
sure,
didn't we?
Because it's still devastating. Every night before I go to sleep, I can't close my eyes because I'm like, I forgot to say pissing in a pot plant.
How could you possibly forget pissing in a pot plant?
You know what? I don't know.
I love the alliteration, the imagery.
Mate, my show is full of alliteration. If you're an alliteration fan, just bloody strap on in.
It's true.
It is. There's at least 3 points of alliteration.
I can think of one.
What?
Because I'm looking at a badge.
Pissing in a pot plant. That's one.
There you go. I've got
Name
two.
Name me two. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the badges has one.
Yeah.
And I sent you one in a text message earlier today.
Oh, you did. There we go. That's three.
We've done it. And for anyone that was listening, that would have been very underwhelming because you don't know any of them.
Well, but you need to come to the show.
Very
true.
This
is just one big plug for Emily's shows, all right? You can also come to our podcast live if you want.
Every Sunday during the festival.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I'm still worried about the fact that you're like flying in for one.
Wow. I should never have told you that.
No, you really shouldn't have
I should
told
have just
that.
Been like, on the day, I should have just been like, don't panic,
but
I'm at the airport on my way in. I'm flying with a reputable airline, so I think it should be fine.
I know you said that, which is why I'm not as stressed as I could possibly be at another point. Yeah. Yeah.
And also, like, you could hold down the fort.
Well, I was thinking, if you don't make it back in time, I'll get you to call in.
Yeah.
And because I'm assuming that you'll still be on your way.
Yeah.
So we can just, like, as you get closer and closer to the thing, we'll just have you on
speaker.
That
would be kind of fun.
And then eventually you'll wander into the room and it'll be great.
I'm here.
Yeah, exactly.
That like, we'll be able to better. Hear you
coming Should up I the stairs. No, definitely don't. Definitely don't.
Should I change my flight for a later flight?
Nope.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I've never been more sure.
I've got 2 hours to get from the airport to the city.
Yeah, but that's assuming that your flight's
entirely
on time.
Possible. Yeah. I'll tell you something very interesting.
Okay.
I recently flew to Adelaide.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
And my flight was delayed 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. We're both bad at math, so this is going to be hard for us.
True.
My flight was 40 minutes delayed.
Yep.
And I arrived on time.
How?
I don't know.
Did you not take into account the half an hour time
No, because it was already on the ticket. You know when you fly from one place to another place, they put your landing time at the time that you get in.
Yeah,
in
local
place.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Local time.
Yeah.
Freak. That was a long way to get there.
Really?
Yeah.
How's that possible?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Maybe they fucked up putting the local time on and maybe they didn't put the local time.
Or the plane was super fast.
Like... But like 40 minutes is the time of a flight from
Sometimes
Adelaide.
Sometimes the tailwind
makes
a plane faster.
Oh, I know.
Well, you just want to be a pilot.
Aviation.
I get it. You made a plane once. We've all got things going on. No, but
when did you make a plane, Emily?
You know what? A paper plane yesterday, so suck it.
All right, fine.
There is actually a paper plane in our lounge room, so that is factual. I think perhaps also maybe that maybe they give like a bit of leeway because you know when you like check in and it's like it's crazy. The boarding time is like 15 minutes before it's supposed to take off.
Yeah, yeah.
You're never going to take off 15 minutes before you're supposed to take off.
No.
I mean take off when you're supposed to take off. Yeah, you get it. That was weird.
That's all right.
Yeah, so maybe they just like had that like sort of buffering period and then – or like time and then it just
– Maybe, but I don't think they
I've got
do
no
that.
Idea how it happened.
If anyone knows how planes
work,
flight times work. I know how a plane works. They've got ailerons and stuff. It's fine. Anyway.
Just dropping some big words in there. Lawyer. I can do it too.
All right. Fine.
Yeah. So I don't know what the point of my story was, but.
Well, the point of your story is how are there people out there that just talk and talk and talk and talk? Like, I know you're one of these people, right?
Yeah.
Because you talk way more than I talk. Just like, not, it's not hard. I don't talk a lot unless it's on the podcast.
I'm then not you can't a, shut her up, am I right?
Exactly. apparently. And then, but like that, surely if you're having a conversation with a parent, right? Yeah. And they're just, surely you need to at least chuck in like a, okay.
You think. Mm-hmm. But maybe this is a relationship that has been fostered over the years.
Where, well, I imagine.
The mum is used to it, just talking, and my housemate is used to just sitting silently.
I would occasionally, like, if there was complete silence, I'd be like, are you still there?
Like, yeah. But there was no room for her to say,
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
So it literally was just like constant.
Yes. God. I genuinely thought it was a podcast because there was no, there was none of that. There was no like sort of conversation markers where you'd like, am I right? Or like, what do you think? Or are you still there? None of that.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, in that case, maybe we should get her mum to start recording a politics podcast because it sounds like she's got the voice for it.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Because I think it's because she's American. Maybe. I was like, that seems legitimate.
Right. So it's like some form of racism.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Great. Awesome.
No, I don't know.
Well, maybe, okay, is she like an NPR host? Maybe she's like an NPR host.
What's that?
National Public Radio.
Yeah, probably. I think she might be a lawyer, to be honest.
Now that you've gone through all this, you reckon she's a lawyer?
I think I might have even known that before, perhaps.
Or maybe that has influenced your thoughts on this matter.
Possibly, but maybe, I forgot that
maybe
until right now.
You can ask your housemate.
I'll be like, listen, aside from the podcast that she just did this morning to you, one woman a podcast to my daughter, what does your mom do? And quite sure she's a lawyer.
Yeah, okay.
I'm quite sure both of her parents are lawyers.
Wow.
Divorced, though.
Are they divorced lawyers?
I don't think they are. Fun fact.
Okay.
My boyfriend did a wine tour recently of a bunch of lawyers. Like, they do this pretty cool, Vicky. They do like a...
It better be cool.
Oh, it's bloody... It's so cool. They do a... Every year, there is a, like, convention of sorts of lots of different family lawyers.
Okay.
Right? And they fly from country to country. Okay. And each year they do it in a different country. And this
of
year... Of just family lawyers.
Okay.
This year, this group, they're all from different parts of the planet. This group came to Australia.
Okay.
And as part of their tour, as part of their, you know, Australian experience, they went on this wine tour.
Okay. Yeah.
And my boyfriend met Michael Jordan's divorce lawyer.
What?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Cool, right?
That is cool.
That is cool.
All right. No, that's a better story.
Right. I should have opened with that. I'm sorry, guys. I should have led with that.
Don't wait to bury the lead on this. Fuck. That is great.
Yeah.
Did you get any gossip? Did he get any gossip?
No, he didn't get any gossip.
Fuck.
It'd be cool if it was like, yeah, the gossip is his favorite wine is Cab Sat.
Michael Jordan loves a cab.
Yeah, but I don't know. I didn't. No gossip. Just like
that is still very cool.
That's
though.
Just a fact. Or... I think, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. I think he like found out how much he earns per hour and it's something ridiculous.
Of course it is.
Yeah. Like,
we don't have to drop a number. It's fine. But like, I'm imagining it's a ridiculous amount of money.
Michael Jordan has a lot of money is what I'm saying.
Sure.
Michael Jordan could sponsor the pod.
Nah, I don't want his money. He's a dick.
Okay. Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he... When you said you found out, did you find out how much Michael Jordan earns an hour?
No.
Or how much a lawyer?
Lawyer.
Yeah, because lawyers charge in, well, the ones that I've or ever had to use, they charge in 7-minute increments.
What?
Yeah, it's weird. So like, but they charge you for literally everything. So like, but every single piece of correspondence you have with them. So every time you email them.
That's 7 minutes.
Well, that's a cost of X amount.
Whoa.
So like when I, yeah, when I needed to, like I had a family lawyer for a little bit and I wouldn't always email with the lawyer. Sometimes it was just with like a legal, like.
So it's cheaper?
Paralegal. Yeah. So that's cheaper if you're just talking to the paralegal.
Wow.
But it's still billed as like a ridiculous amount. And then when you actually had correspondence with the actual lawyer, then the prices go up and then like.
Man, we should be lawyers.
Yeah. Well,
I should talk to my housemate's mom about becoming a lawyer.
Okay. Yeah. You need
Democratic
to.
Democratic something something.
Go to school for a while. Like I know a few lawyers and they all.
Went to school for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like studying.
Okay. Well,
And I could just you could be comedian to lawyer.
The opposite of all the other comedians. Yes. Instead of lawyer to comedian, you're comedian to lawyer. That's brilliant.
I don't think I could be a lawyer, to be honest. No, I don't think you could totally honest. I'd get too involved, too invested.
What sort of lawyer would you want to be?
Probably
though?
A family lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah, family law lawyer.
Surely that'd be like heartbreaking.
But like some people, they need your help.
Yeah. Well, then maybe you should work for like Legal Aid or something.
Look, I have a job. I am a comedian.
I'm just saying, if it doesn't work out for you,
no,
maybe go into legal. My best friend who's a lawyer, like she, when she, like a few years ago when she didn't have a family and kids and stuff.
Your best friend.
Sorry, I'm so sorry. From high school, my best friend from high school.
Nah, that's all right.
The person that I've been.
More than one best friend.
Thank you. One of my best friends. Oh my God. You should have seen the look she gave me. Fuck. My God. before she had a family and kids and stuff like that, when she had more time, she used to volunteer at Legal Aid and stuff like that.
Mm.
And it was like, that was the most devastating and rewarding stuff that she did.
Yeah.
Especially because it was in a very much a lower socioeconomic area.
Yeah.
Where I'm from.
Mm.
And it was, she just said it's some of the most devastating stuff to have to like work through with people.
I can imagine.
Because, it's for people that can't afford a lawyer and desperately need one.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Yeah. Just... They're the ones that really, really need one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of devastating and rewarding.
Sure.
This brings me to my next piece of conversation this episode. I think.
Point one, done.
Yes.
Point two. In session.
I'm now a lawyer, so I do everything with minutes. So
7 minute increments.
So
hey, that's how comedians work as well. So
7 minute increments.
Well, 5 to 7.
Yeah, 5 to 7. 5 to 7 is definitely the more used.
Yeah.
Yeah. 7 to 10.
Yeah, 5 to 7, 7 to 10.
10 to however the fuck long you want to do.
Yeah.
Nah.
I have a special guest coming up at one of my rooms in a few weeks, and I've literally written that on the spreadsheet. It says this person's name, and it says 10 minutes, or however much they want to do, to be honest. I don't care.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, no, it gets to a point where room runners are like, you know what? Thanks for coming.
Yep.
You can take an hour if you want.
If he wants, I don't mind.
I also don't think anyone would give a shit.
Nope.
You know what I mean?
I think they'd be happy for him to do as long as he wants.
Yeah, yeah. So, well done you.
Yeah. Anyway, come to second last week. So I think it's March 18th to Boney. It'll be fun.
Promise. March 8th, 9, Brisbane. Emily Show, Brisbane.
Anyway.
I got free badges.
Yes. We had a badge party. We did have a badge party.
Great. The badge party is for the show.
Yes.
That will be in Brisbane and in Melbourne.
Yes.
And it's an interesting show for me because I think it is the most devastating and most rewarding show that I've done,
mm-hmm.
which... There you go. I did it. A segue.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
From the last thing we were talking about.
Sure.
5 minutes ago.
Sure.
Because I want to just quickly just tap into something. We've opened a can of worms with the last show. Now I'm strapping for all my feelings.
People were before we start this, I just want to say thank you so much to all the feedback that people gave us on the last.
Thank you to the feedback.
Thank you to the feedback.
Not to the people. Not to the people, but to the feedback.
Thank you so much for the feedback. Yeah. That people gave us for the last episode that we did with just the two of us.
Yeah.
It was a couple of weeks ago now. We got great feedback from both people in comedy, women in comedy.
Yeah.
And people who listen to the podcast in general.
Yeah.
So I think that maybe we'll try and do more of those sort of topics.
Yeah. I think it's kind of cool to get some insight into comedy from our perspective as well, because we often ask a lot of comedians what their opinions are
mm-hmm.
on or what their go-to things for writing shows and how they operate, and we don't often talk about how we operate, so it's nice for us to give you a window into our working environment as well,
sure,
so that you get a full scope of comedy in Australia/Melbourne.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can talk to Melbourne mostly.
Yeah.
You've done comedy in other states and stuff, but...
And internationally. And
yes.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine?
You're an international comedian.
This comedian is coming to bloody Brisbane, eh?
Buy tickets to that.
Very good. Buy tickets to that. Yeah. So I just wanted to talk this week maybe quickly about how I think there's a lot of like jokes about how comedy is therapy. Yeah. But I think the only like safe and sound way to do comedy about stuff that's meaningful is to have done the work outside of comedy and then being able to bring what you've discovered to comedy.
Well, yeah. Like when you say because as listeners would know, I run an open mic.
Yes.
Of which it's not just people trying, like new people trying stuff. It's also more established people trying their new stuff. But both of those tend to unless a comedian really knows what they're doing, a lot of that seems to be them working through stuff that they quite haven't worked through themselves.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah.
And I mean, that does... I've literally had people stand up on the stage who are new to comedy and trying out stuff. It was like, I had someone literally say, I couldn't afford a therapist, so I'm here. And I was like, I know that you're joking, but also you're not joking.
Yeah.
And we're not like
it's not
a replacement.
The way to do it because for a number of reasons. One, it's not good for your own mental health.
Mm-mm.
Two, it's not fun as an audience.
No.
Because as an audience, I've said this so many times in my life.
Yeah.
As an audience, you want to know that the comedian is safe and you're safe. So if you're hearing about stuff that's super tragic to the comedian and you know that they're not okay.
Yes.
That's uncomfortable for an audience.
Yes.
So I don't think it translates so well.
Yeah.
Also, for the comedian themselves, it's not a good way to deal with super important things. Like, I say this from a personal point of view because my show this year is a lot... It's probably the most self-reflective show I've ever done.
I think it's definitely the most personal.
Yeah. Even though a lot of my shows in the past have been like, anyway, I went on this Tinder date, which was like about my lived experience,
of course,
but on a very superficial level.
Yes.
Whereas this show is all about like my actual life and, you know, my life with my partner now and my life with my parents and how that has like created the person who I am today.
Yeah.
And with my parents, especially, just got to say, I love my mom. She's the best in the whole wide world. With my parents, I have had stuff happen that's so like traumatizing and awful but funny. Right? Like just fundamentally funny.
Yep.
And so I have gone to my friends.
Yeah, looking at it from an outsider's perspective, definitely funny, totally. But also awful.
Yeah. So I've gone to my friends at the moment of the trauma or of the like sort of shit thing that's happened and said, hey, this is what's happened. And genuinely, they're like, that's so funny. Like obviously they're good friends. So they're like, oh my God, are you okay? Like what do you need? Blah, blah, blah. But they're also like, that's so funny.
Yeah.
You should make that into a show. And every single time up until this year, I've had to be like, it's not funny to me.
Yeah.
It's sore.
I'm not there yet.
It hurts me. It's not a funny thing for me. It hurts me. So the only reason that I'm now creating this show this year about that sort of stuff that has, you know, been inherently funny from the beginning, but not to me, is because I've actually like sat down for, you know, 2+ years with a psych and sort of done the work that I need to do on myself in order to be able to be like, you know what? I'm okay with this situation. And you know what? It's inherently funny.
It is funny.
So now I'm going to roll with that funny. But I guess what I want to say is like, I've made a very conscious effort of making sure that my mental health comes first. So if at any time something I've said on stage has rubbed me the wrong way, which it has, like just recently I was trying some new jokes to put in the show and it was so weird. Like I'm totally fine with that whole situation. So I can joke about anything about that situation now. And I tried to do a bit about a specific thing that happened within this big situation. And I did it on stage twice, 2 nights in a row, a Sunday and a Monday. And both times I walked off stage and I was like, that was fucking terrible.
Yeah. Well, like, I wasn't there for the Sunday one, but I was there for the Monday one.
Yeah.
And you weren't happy.
No.
You thought that you'd bombed spectacularly.
Yes.
And you said that and I just went, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
There was laughs. Like you got like a lot of laughs.
Yeah. Someone even was like, woo! And I was like,
yeah.
Huh?
But your problem then is that you didn't back yourself with it.
Yes. And because I think it was interesting because it was still, I thought that I was totally over all of those things. And then when I went to say it on stage in front of a room full of people for the first time, I was like, this still makes me uncomfortable.
Sure.
And so even though people were laughing, I was feeling uncomfortable, mm-hmm. which is not what I feel on stage usually. I usually feel like, yes, I'm slaying. Yeah, what? You course. Know? So
yes.
And that
does come across in your normal comedy.
Yeah.
That you're very confident and in charge and people feel, like, which is why you're like a great MC.
Yeah.
Because people feel comfortable when you're on stage because you are comfortable on stage and you let them in to your, you know.
Sphere.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, so it was super weird for me because I literally both times immediately got off stage and was like, that was fucked.
Mm.
Like the second on Monday I saw you, on the first day I saw my boyfriend, and both times I was like, I fucked that up so hard. And both times they were like, you and the people involved were like, what? No, you didn't. Yeah. That was really good. And then I recorded both of my sets and I listened to them and I did not bomb at all.
Nope.
Like,
not at
all. The jokes actually went pretty well. Yeah. And like, for the first time I'd ever said them out loud, they went really well, actually, considering, you know? And so I was like super confused, but I realized it's because, it was like a personal thing with me where I was like, I'm still working through that. So now being on stage trying to say that out loud is making me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And so I just, like, I guess what I learned from that is like 100% I'm always going to put my mental health first. So I'm not going to do those jokes on stage until I've talked them out and like worked out why it still bothers me. And why it's still raw. Because none of the other stuff that I've written into the show makes me feel that way. Yeah. But this specific thing that I've now delved into joking about has made me go on like, ugh.
Yeah.
I don't like this.
And I do hope that you get there because this is so fucking funny.
Yeah.
This
part of that's it. The thing. And I will get there. I know I will because I've already written the joke and the joke is good. So like.
You have to.
Yeah, I've got to. Exactly. But also like I've got to make sure that I'm fine first, which is the point of what I'm saying. I'm saying. It's really important that if you want to dabble in stuff that's important to you and you think it's important for other people to hear, which is what I think, then you need to make sure you're okay with it because I can tell you firsthand that fucking feeling is yuck.
Yeah.
So especially because it ruins a good gig for you.
It does.
Because you're like, that was shit. It wasn't shit. You just felt like shit. Yeah. That's a very different thing.
Very different. Well, yeah, because like I see like a lot of comics that'll get up there and do they just try new gear and they make it clear that they're trying new gear and everything like that, but it's not anything that means anything particularly to them.
Yeah.
It's just jokes.
Yeah.
And that stuff, fine.
Yeah.
It either goes well or it doesn't and they walk off stage and it's like, yep, okay, it was good.
I'll reword, I won't, I will.
Yeah, and like watching those sort of things happen is like I always like it. Like I like it's the reason I put on the trial shows at the Imperial is because I like watching jokes develop.
People fill it out, yeah.
But the things that I really like watching is when it's meaningful material to people.
Yeah.
And they go from being like, oh, fuck, let me try this. I don't know how it's going to go.
Yeah.
And then they work on it and it's this like truth that they need to tell.
Yeah.
And they just have to figure out how it's funny to them first.
Yeah.
And watching people figure that out and work out that, I love nothing more in comedy than that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you so much. But yeah, so like watching people joke about Tinder, everything like that. Yeah, it's nice seeing an evolution of a joke.
Yeah.
But watching a joke that really mean something to someone and watching them find the funny in that I love it.
Beautiful.
So good
That was like, but I didn't use my hands. I just wanted to do the sound.
it comes across the same to the listener.
Yeah, exactly.
I just missed out on the experience.
But Vicky was just like, what are you doing? You're just kissing the microphone. But you know what I meant.
I do, so I guess
that's just my little tidbit for this week.
If you're thinking about trying comedy or you do like open mics and stuff like that, if you want to talk about something that's real to you and maybe a little bit more personal than I went on a Tinder date, that's the shorthand we're using for this now, right?
100%
Sure. Make sure that you're okay with it in your own self first,
because
audiences can tell when you're uncomfortable, especially when like a comedian did what you did. And then you ask the crowd, is that okay?
Yeah.
Oh,
And they're all...
Is this
they,
actually funny?
Genuinely, this genuinely happened. I was like, was that good? Like, should I ever show this piece of information in public ever again? The crowd was like, woo, yeah, do it, loved it.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. Because I was the only one that was uncomfortable. Yeah. They were surprised I asked the question because...
I was surprised you asked the question.
because they were like, "That's we've been having fun. Everything's great. And I was like, this has been awful. Everything's awful. So I also think it's not even just for the audience because Vicky and I are right. Audiences can feel that off you. And also if you manifest it into actual words like I did, definitely. They can definitely feel it off you.
Yeah.
But more importantly, it's for you. Like, I think comedy has a really sort of – there's a stigma attached to comedy, the sad clown sort of thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of people struggle with mental health in comedy. And that is definitely. A genuine thing.
Yes.
Lots of comedians do struggle with mental health. So I think it's so
honestly,
very
if
important.
They don't, it's weird.
Totally.
Like,
I think it's so very important that you look after yourself before you make people laugh.
Yeah. I mean, that's a truth for everyone, not just comedy.
Yeah.
Look after yourself.
Look after your mental health, 100%.
It's why you put on an aeroplane mask yourself before you help your kid. Because you've got to make sure that you're fine to be able to help other people.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly what Vicky just said.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. That's the truth for this week?
Yeah. That's the home truth for this week.
Okay.
Look after yourselves, guys. We love you. Thanks
Mental
for listening.
Mental health is important.
Also, I got a show in Brisbane. Come to it.
Yeah.
If you're not in Brisbane, tell your friends. Tell your family. I don't give a shit who comes.
Tell everyone.
Your ex-stepbrother. I don't give a fuck. Anybody. I got 200
room.
Seats to fucking fill. Right. It's a big boy.
It is a big room.
Yeah. Ugh. Nah, it's going to be fine. I'm not stressing. But seriously. And our shows will be on every Sunday during festival.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want a Would You Rather this week?
Yeah.
All right. Would you rather, Vicky Hanlon, mm-hmm. have your own one-woman podcast
Ugh.
Or every Vic and Em's Comedy Gems that we ever do, you have to sing the intro song twice throughout the episode?
No.
Yes.
I really hate...
The intro song.
Yeah. No. I don't think I listen to any solo podcasts. I know that there's some very famous comedians that do them.
Mm. Like Emily Treseder.
Mm-hmm. Soon.
Went there with Emily Treseder.
I will be listening to that one. But that one's more just going to be like listening to my friend chat.
Yeah.
I don't really have that ability to talk stream of consciousness thing that like that you definitely can do and a lot of comedians can.
Yeah.
I don't really have that. My thoughts stay in my head and it takes a lot of effort to get them into words.
Sure.
I think my brain works a bit quicker than my mouth sometimes. Like I stumble over.
Mine's the opposite.
Yeah.
My mouth is moving and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. Whereas I have all these thoughts and then I try and get them out into words and I'm like, nah, it's easier just to stay quiet.
Yeah.
So I think that even though I fucking hate the song, I'm going to have to sing it.
Yes. Oh. This is now true. Every episode from now on,
no.
Vicky will sing the podcast song twice.
Comedy.
That was good. It lacked luster, but you're getting there.
No, that's about as good as you're going to get it.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like we said earlier.
You can just hear me sing it really sadly.
In a corner crying. It's not even that bad. It's pretty good actually.
Yeah, it's not that
All
bad.
Of our mates are comedy greats.
It's true. It's true.
It is true actually.
It's not just the
except,
song. It's also
except
truth.
For the friends we have that aren't comedians.
Oh yeah, those ones.
They're pretty great too.
They are, yeah.
Just not good. Comedy greats. They're just great mates.
It's true.
Are we allowed to say that?
Is it copyrighted? I think it might be copyrighted. Fuck. Tell your great mates who live in Brisbane.
Please.
To come to
my show. 8 and 9 of March. It's this Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
This podcast comes out on Tuesday. It's this Friday and Saturday. Do not miss it.
No.
And if you know anyone up there, do tell them that it's on. We have our show.
If you want to see Em do like her most personal and like what's truthful show...
Yeah, I would also say it's the funniest show I've ever written.
I would also agree with that, yes.
It's the best written show I've ever written as well.
Yeah.
It's strong. It's solid.
Yeah.
So you should come see it. There's free badges involved. If you can't come to the Brisbane show, you can come to the Melbourne show, Trades Hall, mm-hmm. just doing it. Our show will be on every Sunday throughout festival.
At 3 p.m. at the Cooper's Inn.
3 p.m. at the Cooper's Inn. Vicky's got a bunch of shows she's producing as well, so stick to her socials and see that out.
Yeah, I'll put them all up.
Yes.
I mean, you can go to handsdowncomedy.com if you want. Yeah, they're all on there.
Perfect.
There's so many things.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. But firstly, it's my Brisbane show.
Brisbane show, very important. Let's do that one first.
And we will speak to you next week.
Woo.
Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.